My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to know something that I didn't know until I just read it on social? And I have no idea why Adam Schefter is awake at this hour. It is the off season. He can be and do whatever he wants. Maybe he is also traveling back from a long holiday weekend. We know there are people that are on the roads that are getting back to start a work week or just back to find their familiar routine. It's a lot of fun to work holidays for that reason. We get people who haven't heard us in a long time, maybe have never heard us before. Good stuff. Thanks for connecting with us. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. After Hours with Amy Lawrence. But Adam Schefter just posted this. Whatever reason he's awake, I'm just glad he is. The NFL season with the Ravens at the Chiefs is now exactly 100 days away.
Let's go!
That is Patrick Mahomes, who was doing about the same thing watching the Mavericks in Dallas on Sunday night. I enjoyed watching him as much as I enjoyed watching the game. His reaction to the Mavericks was fantastic. 100 days away from the NFL season. I'm not sure if you heard the news coming from the NFL on Monday, but former Jaguars kicker, former Broncos kicker, Brandon McManus, he was nicknamed the Kid in Denver, but most recently was with the Jags. He's been accused of sexually assaulting a pair of flight attendants on the team's charters to London last year. And these are court documents that outline the details according to them. All right, so these are allegations. These are civil suits. We don't know the names of the women, which is fine. I probably wouldn't use them anyway. Chances that anyone knows them who would be listening are slim, and it doesn't matter. For our purposes here on the radio, of course. I mean, he deserves to face his accusers. That's part of what our justice system is built on. But for our purposes, and in the court documents right now, they're identified as Jane Doe 1 and Jane Doe 2. And this lawsuit actually goes back to Friday night in Duval County. I can't say it the way that Jaguars fans like to say it, but it is their county. And McManus, according to them, took liberties and not only was rubbing up against these two flight attendants, but was grinding against them while they were trying to do their jobs on these team charters. And the lawsuit also extends to the team as well, not keeping their player in check, if you will, and not creating a safe environment for them as they were serving the team. They want a jury trial. They're asking for money and damages. According to Brandon's attorney, Brett Galloway, the charges are, well, they're not criminal charges, but the charges, as in the allegations, are absolutely fictitious and demonstrably false allegations made as part of a campaign to defame and disparage a talented and well-respected NFL player. We intend to aggressively defend Brandon's rights and integrity and clear his name by showing what these claims truly are, an extortion attempt. So he is going in hard to defend his client. The Jaguars are just saying that they're looking into it and that they're aware of the complaints, not taking it lightly. The Jags didn't re-sign him this offseason, but he is with the Commanders now, as of a couple months ago. And so according to the lawsuit, these two women were working as flight attendants on these charters, and this goes back to September of last year. And they were saying that as the flight is proceeding across the ocean to London, that it turned into a big party. Doesn't surprise me. I can imagine there might be people who would use this as an opportunity to party. But there might be drinking, there might be cards, there might be food, there might be whatever else. And remember, the Jaguars went over for a couple of weeks, right? They had two games there, back-to-back weekends. And so according to their allegations, McManus and several other players were kind of in their personal space. They were not obeying the instructions of the flight attendants or the crew, trying to get them to party with them. And apparently, as they remember it, McManus was passing out $100 bills to encourage flight attendants to drink and dance for him. Again, this is from their lawsuit. And his attorney says the claims are false. The first woman accuses him of trying to kiss her while she was seated when they were having a bunch of turbulence on the plane. I don't know if she was seated next to him or near him. And then touching her inappropriately while she was trying to serve a meal on the flight. She actually writes in this lawsuit, which I thought this was kind of an interesting detail, that when she was being assaulted one of those times, again, her allegations, when she claims to be assaulted one of those times by McManus, she said she made eye contact with another member of the Jags, and she said he looked embarrassed. If something like this were happening on a flight, I would hope that there would be men, whether players or coaches, who would step up and say, dude, you're a kicker. You're not God. Sit your ass down. Leave them alone. Again, if it happened, you would think somebody would have said something. The second woman claims something similar. Assault is the word for it in the lawsuit, that he was grinding up against her while she was trying to serve the second meal. And actually, according to the lawsuit, this second woman said that she confronted him, told him to knock it off, and that he did, but kind of made fun of her as he did. And that that woman, according to the lawsuit, went to a different part of the aircraft. Apparently there was a second story on this charter flight, so you could go upstairs, and she tells her story in that she remained in a different part of the aircraft the rest of the way because, oh no, let me see. There were two different flights. She says she, on the second flight, remained in a different part of the aircraft to kind of be away from him. And according to the lawsuit, now this would suck, right? Now this is the kind of stuff that women have been dealing with for a really long time. And I will be honest in telling you that my experience when I was at my previous network, in the face of sexual harassment, and it wasn't just me, it was some of my female colleagues, inappropriate conversations, actions, propositions by male colleagues, I never felt like I had any recourse. Why? Because I believed pretty strongly, based on my experience, that if I were to complain or to bring a complaint, either formally or informally, that I'd be the one who would lose work, that I was the one who was expendable, not some of the men who I felt like crossed the line. And so, and I've written about this in my blog. It's not a new story, although it may be to you. But I chose to keep my mouth shut because I really wanted to work. And I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do for everyone else. My mom had always taught me safety is the most important thing. If you're ever in a place where you're not safe and you feel like your safety has been threatened, well, then you do something. Then you step up. Then you tell someone. And there was one incident where I felt that way. But for the most part, it seemed like, and this is going back now 15 years before I left there to come here, it felt like if I said anything, I'd be the one who would lose out. It's easier just to get rid of me than to have it turn into a big brouhaha where allegations might become public and they could be uncomfortable for the network and some of their popular names, popular personalities. And so I can understand why, if the allegations are true, and I don't know that they are, but if the allegations from these flight attendants are true against Brandon McManus, and as they say, they lost their jobs on those charter flights, it certainly feels like you would have no recourse except to tell your story in this way. And so in filing these civil lawsuits, they're claiming severe mental anguish, anxiety, psychological and emotional distress, embarrassment, and humiliation. Those are some things that I can identify with. The embarrassment, the humiliation, the distress over losing a job that mattered to them. Yeah, they've been removed from the core crew that staffs JAG's charter flights by speaking out. And whether or not these allegations are ever proven, and whether they may not be true, but at the very least, one of the things we learn about all the time in our sexual harassment training, and Jay and I just recently had to do it again, right? It's something that we have to do annually, probably many of you the same at your own companies. The video's never changed, by the way. We've seen the same video now 4 years in a row, but it is something the company requires. So we sit through it. You have to answer the questions. You have to take the quiz at the end. You have to certify that you watched it. One of the principles that we learn about over and over in our sexual harassment training is you cannot retaliate. A boss, someone who's accused, a manager, a company, you cannot retaliate on someone who blows the whistle or who brings a complaint. And again, I do not know if these women are telling the truth. I do not know if Brandon McManus did what they said he did. I'm sorry, did what they said he did. Yes, got it right the first time. I don't know if the allegations are true. But I know that if they were removed from that crew of charter flight attendants after they made a complaint, that is retaliation. Whether the decision was made by the Jaguars or whether the decision was made by the company, the charter company, that's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do. They're supposed to be protected from retaliation in bringing a complaint. And the lawsuit also takes aim at the team for not training McManus and others about the inappropriate conduct and supervising him on the flight, that type of thing. So again, he's with the Commanders now. The Jaguars chose not to re-sign him. I mean, he was with them all year. I don't know if this has anything to do with it. I don't know whether or not these complaints, because they would have been made to the team, right, first. I don't know whether or not these complaints resulted in his not being re-signed. I know that there is always a rush to judgment one side or the other. Manny's this, Manny's that. To a much greater extreme, we went through not a similar situation, but claims of sexual assault and assault, inappropriate conduct against Deshaun Watson, right? And the debate over what kind of guy he is and whether or not it's true and all the different lawsuits. Now, in that case, again, it was extreme. There were a couple dozen lawsuits and almost all of them were settled. The last I heard, there was at least one outstanding. I don't know the update. That was last year. We do know that in professional sports, very often, if you are damn good at your job, you'll end up working again. I mean, Kareem Hunt is an example. I could go on and on. Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, both former Chiefs. I mean, there's a long history in the NFL. Guys who were accused, Ben Roethlisberger. Guys who've been accused of sexual assault, inappropriate conduct, domestic violence, who may or may not end up serving a suspension, but if you're good enough, you'll end up back in the NFL. Unless, of course, you are Ray Rice, in which case you're patient zero, so to speak. Man, that set the NFL on fire. I will never forget that summer and that fall covering the NFL. I was here. It was early in my tenure here with the network that's no longer got that name. Anyway, we'll see whether or not anything comes of it. The NFL will absolutely have to investigate. He's an active player. Now, they're asking for a jury trial. They're not trying to accuse him criminally, and I'm not even sure they could unless there were witnesses that were willing to come forward. What they're seeking is damages. I can imagine they'd like their jobs back. Maybe, I don't know. Sometimes you go through something like this and you may not want to work there anymore. It is the summertime, or almost the summertime, and generally in the off season, we'll have a few guys who will end up on police blotters or the subject of lawsuits. Or in the case of Rashee Rice, and he's facing charges for the racing and the accident. Now, Casey McManus, this was something that they accused him of doing during the season. It does feel like at times when athletes have too much time on their hands, maybe it's because of friends that they used to hang out with or just poor decisions. Sometimes, of course, it's alcohol and other substances. Being outside that structure, especially if there's no family, right? So no wife and kids. Almost seems like it's too great of a temptation. And I always struggle in these situations because, of course, I hope that Brandon McManus did not engage in sexually assaulting two women. And then I think of the alternative, though, and that would be they're completely making it up, which is also awful. I can't imagine accusing someone, filing a lawsuit, telling the story, and it not being true. And I, of course, know it has happened. And there were a lot of people on that flight. So you can imagine that part of what the civil lawsuit or the attorneys who filed the civil lawsuit, part of what it will attempt to do is compel people to share their stories. I don't know, would an NFL player, a fellow athlete, a former teammate now, be willing to come forward and speak out? That seems like you're, I don't know, it's a culture, a sometimes brotherhood. We'll see where it proceeds from here, but I'm certain that the NFL will do its own investigation. Now, they don't have any legal power to compel witnesses or interviews, but what do we know about the NFL? They do not appreciate lack of cooperation. In fact, the NFL will come down harder on players when they choose not to cooperate with the investigation. Gosh, that was one of the reasons why the NFL refused to let the Tom Brady deflated footballs thing go, because he would not cooperate. And they were ticked. Generally, they'll tell you if you cooperate, it goes easier on you, or we'll take that into account if you're part of the investigation. So we'll see. Certainly the NFL is going to have to make this a priority just because of the lawsuit and the high-profile allegations against not just the athlete, but the team. And I would agree with that, right? If McManus is, I mean, his behavior is on him. He's master of his domain, so to speak. And he can't blame anyone else for these actions if, in fact, they are true. But the team, I don't know how the team could get away with not being implicated, just allowing it to happen, especially if you're on a charter flight. It's not like you're in a stadium where there are places to hide. You're on a charter flight. There's a group of you sequestered together on an airplane flying across the ocean. There's really not many places you can go. So yeah, the team would absolutely have culpability if these allegations are proven true. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, we're hearing from a bunch of you who are telling us how you listen. I like that. In response to David, who found us on Twitter to say, hey, I can't get your streaming to work. So we found not just the Chicago affiliate, AM670 The Score. We know their streaming is working, but also get a tweet from Boston. I listen every morning on WEEI over the air or on the Odyssey app. Here's a link to anyone who needs it. See, our listeners are so helpful. Jay, we have such a community. It takes a village, if you will, to make after hours work.
A good village.
All right. Every now and then, there's redeeming qualities about social media. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It takes a village.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
One to Ronald, and he will send one to right field that dunks in for a base hit. Here comes Koenig. McCarthy with a horrible throw. He dropped it into second base. Acuna, we are tied.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
By now, you've probably heard the news. Ronald Acuna Jr. out for the rest of the season. The Braves MVP, reigning National League MVP, had the 40-40 season in 23. He tore his ACL as he was running between, I think it was first and second base on Sunday, a non-contact injury. A different call, not that one too morbid, on the Braves radio network. Brian Snitker speaking out on Monday about Acuna and whether or not they feared the worst when it happened.
George told me from really the doctor's evaluation, you know, but you never know until you get it looked at. So, and he called last night and, you know, kind of the worst case scenario.
Now, he has come back from this before. In fact, tore the ACL in his right knee a couple years ago. And in between, he's got an MVP season. But it's got to be disheartening. So how is he handling it?
Talked to him a little bit after the game yesterday, and like I said, he was in good spirits, and you know, he was the front of the line when guys came off after the win, and I know it's tough for them guys to it's so fresh in his mind, just getting back and being healthy and feeling good. And I said that last year in spring training when he came to camp, it was just like, man, you know, he was on fire to get going, and after having a normal offseason and everything.
It's a huge hit to this team, and just the kind of player he is and what he does for us. For him to go through it once, but now have to go through it twice, I know that really is kind of hitting him hard, and he still wants to see us, succeed and try to keep doing what he was doing.
Broken, you know. For him to go through this again, I know it's hard. It's not something easy. I've been hurt myself, so I know how it feels like before. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's tough. And I know you got to just keep his mind ready and strong and do his rehab and so he can be back next year stronger than ever.
Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, who has the empathy, is broken over it. I do like the positivity of Brian Snitker as much as this is frustrating. I mean, think about it, maybe Joe Burrow, another situation in which you get this terrific season in the middle of his two injuries. The Bengals get to the Super Bowl, but you now have to struggle through, or he has to struggle through, the fans have lost him, the franchise has to struggle through weeks without him, wait for him to get healthy again, which, by the way, he appears to be on track, no issues. But is he worth it? Well, of course he is. when Joe Burrow is healthy, he's one of the best quarterbacks on the planet. Well, when you've got a healthy, truly healthy Ronald Acuna, he's also one of the best players on the planet. And they're trying to be positive and think about the fact that, hey, he's still young. He was able to rally from it last time. He can do it again.
He came back from that one. He was running really good, and there's no nothing to think that he's not going to take care of this one and rehab it and come back and still be, you know, very, you know, still have his legs and be a part of his game.
He is Ronald Acuna. But gosh, think about the contrast of the first torn ACL, the MVP season. Now you've got another torn ACL. Is it worth it to him? Well, again, at his age, yes. Yes, it should be. I hope that it is, but obviously discouraging to have to miss another season, second time in 3 years. Wait, did they win the World Series in 21? And he was injured then, right?
He was injured when they won, yeah.
Yeah,
he was not on that team.
Gotcha.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. The MVP in 23. When did he tore his right ACL, though, in 21?
Whatever year they won the World Series.
Yeah, so this would be the second time in 4 years.
Yeah.
Right, so he tore it in 21 in his right knee. That was when they won the World Series. In 22, wasn't that when they just edged out the Mets for the NL East title and then lost to the Phillies?
Yeah,
right. For the first time, lost to the Phillies.
With Scherzer when he first had his Mets implosion, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so, right. They beat the Mets in the wild card, right? And then...
No. They won the division.
Oh, they beat them at the end of the regular season.
At the very end of the season.
Yeah, okay. So they beat the Mets there. Then they lose to the Phillies, though, in the wild card. Phillies go on to the World Series. Then this past season... Phillies beat him again. Okay, I just have to make sure I've got my years right. Okay, so second time in 4 years, the seasons all blend together. Right now, if you look at the standings, the Phillies are far and away the best team in the National League. 38 wins already. They've got a 6-game lead on the Braves in the East. And only Phillies and Braves are above 500 in that division. Nationals are another 6.5 back of Atlanta, but 12.5 back overall. Now, the wild card certainly changed things. Right now, Atlanta's record is not that different. It's one game different than what the Brewers have atop the NL Central. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Speaking of the Brewers, did you see how they greeted their former manager, Craig Counsell, on Monday?
It is the first appearance for Craig Counsell back at American Family Field. A moment ago, a video played on the board. This was the reaction.
Then, does he deserve it? That is the question. John Boy Media put together a montage of Brewers fans who were sharing their emotions. They were emoting, if you will, about Craig Counsell, who they feel dumped them to go manage the Cubs.
What would your message be, CJ, to Craig Counsell, who left for Chicago?
We cannot censor this on, are we live right now?
No, we're not live. You
okay,
can censor
good.
It.
No, he's a d-
I'm glad you suck.
We won't miss him, right?
No, we won't miss him. He's a bum. He wants to go to Chicago, fine.
Not a fan. Not a fan at all.
You're a traitor. I hate you. We're going to destroy you.
You're a Sorry for cussing. Sorry for cussing.
Whoa, okay. This is a family show. Well, all right then, Craig Counsell. What did you expect? This was pregame, by the way, before he actually found out how the Brewers fans would welcome him back.
cheer, boo, whatever, man. Just have a good time at the game. You know, that's what fans get to do. So that's just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't have to go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
Oh, they had a good time already. They had a good time at your expense, Craig Counsell. Pat Murphy, he's on the other side of it. I wonder if any of the Brewers feel the same way. Of course, they can't boo Craig Counsell, but I wonder if they feel betrayed. We know there is no loyalty in sports except from the fans, but Pat loved what he heard from the crowd.
Our environment here today was great. I don't remember that one that much. You know what I mean? I know there was a lot of people, but Wrigley Field's always a tremendous environment. So I don't really compare the environments. I was just really watching the baseball game, but I was thankful for our fans to come out and support us.
So the new manager of the Brewers, he's going to take the high road. But you got to wonder if he heard it from his clubhouse, though, wondering what it would be like with the fans.
Well, I would imagine he heard it.
Yeah. Don't you worry, Brewers. The fans have got your back.
You're a traitor. I hate you.
They're saying what you can't. Essentially, I guess you can, but it would be a bigger headline. You got to save that drop. You're a traitor. I hate you.
You're a traitor.
I hate you. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. We're glad to have you with us. Looking forward to talking about the Celtics and Pacers at the top of the hour. Celtics sweep their way into the NBA Finals for the second time in 3 years. They've got some unfinished business, they feel like. Will it be the Mavericks who join them coming up on Tuesday? And straight ahead, well, not a bad time for your first hat trick. First playoff hat trick in the conference finals. I guess, rising to the occasion.
It's hockey.
It's kind of neat when you've got guys who aren't necessarily known for a feat or an achievement and have the game of their lives in situations like this. I love that. I love it when we get to talk about new guys, new athletes, new performers, and they also are on top of the world, right? Because it all came together on one of the biggest stages in their sport. So cool.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Robertson on the left wing, off of bodies. Hintz, left wing circle. Robertson, score! The one-time missile! What a shot from Jason Robertson! And the Stars came out to play in the second. They're on the board and cut the Oilers lead in half. Robertson shot save. Rebound whacking at it. It's a chance. Follow-up score! And Robertson's got another!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Dallas Stars, they had a deal with Connor McDavid. And he was busy. He had a goal and an assist in this game 3 of the Western Conference Finals happening on Monday night in Edmonton. Great crowd. Of course, in the NHL, maybe more than any other sport, I think home ice or just being home doesn't matter as much. Hockey, the nature of hockey is like that, where because it's so tight and because the margin of error and the margin of victory is so tight, even in games where it's a two-goal difference at the end, just the nature of the game itself means that a lot of times, as much as the home crowd can give you a lift and it can be an atmosphere where you can't hear yourself think, shoot, I don't know how much of an advantage it is. So Connor McDavid, he was lighting that crowd on fire there in Edmonton. A goal and an assist, 100 career playoff points already for him. Man, do they need to win a cup or what? I just don't want Connor McDavid to be the best hockey player who never won a cup. I'm not even an Oilers fan, obviously. It's a little bit like Alex Ovechkin. Now, not to the extent that Ovi had to wait as long as he did. But he's only 27, but is one of the best players, if not the best, consensus best player on the planet.
He's got to be on that stage so everyone can finally just see that he's the best player on the planet. All the eyes need to be on McDavid, and the league should want that, but it just hasn't happened yet. And they also, during the regular season and most of these earlier playoff series, he gets buried late at night on the East Coast, and they don't on the West Coast really sees him. So if he gets in the Stanley Cup final and all the eyes are on him, I think that'd be a huge thing for the league. And I think he does need a cup, honestly.
So in the first period, the Oilers have their crowd whipped into a frenzy. McDavid has an assist on Shaq Hyman's goal. Just kidding, Zach Hyman's goal, but Shaq is nickname, and he and Shaquille O'Neal have connected. And then Connor, not that, what was that, 5.5 minutes later, gets his own goal. All right, so then they've got a 2-0 lead coming out of the first period. But the two goals you just heard on the Stars Radio Network, Jason Robertson gets both of his goals within a couple of minutes of each other in the second. And then a Wyatt Johnston goal puts the Stars in front. And I don't know if you saw this. This was making the rounds on social last night. 3 goals in 3 minutes and 33 seconds. So the Stars go from being down 2 in hostile territory to up 3 in 3:33. Just by the way, side note, 3:33 is my favorite number. So the Stars, they gave me a bit of a smile as they were doing that. But right before the second period ends, the Oilers get the equalizer. So they go into the third period. They're tied at 3. Now Jason Robertson, he's no Connor McDavid, but it's freaking cool when on the game's biggest stages, you rise to the occasion and you have a first in your own career.
Dallas still keeps possession. Robertson in deep. Banked it. He scored! A hat-trick goal! Robertson outweighed Skinner. Looked for a window. Banked it off him and in. And with 8:06 to go, Robertson's hat-trick gives Dallas the 4-3 lead.
This was one of those tight windows, if you will. Good stick work. Tight window. And uses the goalie as a prop. It was pretty cool to see. So Jason Robertson gets his first career playoff hat trick. It kind of got tucked behind him, right? So he has a really tough angle where he's almost flush with the post. Doesn't have much of an angle. It's a little bit like, for those of you who love basketball, shooting directly at the hoop from the baseline. Now, in this case, he's trying to get some kind of an angle and an edge. And when he shoots it, it kind of goes under the arm of the goalie and then banks off his, what would you call his lats? It banked off his lat
into the net. Robertson is like literally behind the net when he shoots this puck.
And as he kind of shoots it with the angle on his stick, it goes underneath the armpit and bangs off the sweater, the jersey of the goalie into the net. It's not an own goal, but man.
Oh, no, it's a good goal, yeah. Definitely.
No, I'm saying it's not an own goal, but it's got to feel like he just missed it. But the angle in the tight window was pretty impressive. So Dallas now has reestablished that home ice advantage with the win and incredible road record. We talked about this last week with Mike Leslie, who joined us from Dallas, the TV anchor, and we talked about why it is that the Stars are so good away from home. They're 6-1 on the road in the playoffs. And, yeah, in a bang-bang game, impressive the way the Stars have used their experience. They've got a bunch of guys who have been in this situation before, obviously trying to get to the Stanley Cup final. Finish up with an empty net goal as well. So, yeah, eventually the Stars are able to take that home crowd out of it. Ah, Oilers fans, they're all fired up. They thought they had a Connor McDavid game. Another one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So cash the ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Family Field. A moment ago, a video played on the board. This was the reaction.
All right, then. Does he deserve it? That is the question. John Boy Media put together a montage of Brewers fans who were sharing their emotions. They were emoting, if you will, about Craig Counsell, who they feel dumped them to go manage the Cubs.
What would your message be, CJ, to Craig Counsell, who left for Chicago?
We cannot censor this on... Are we live right now?
No, we're not live. You
okay,
can censor
good.
It.
No, he's a...
I'm glad you suck.
We won't miss him, right?
No, we won't miss him. He's a bum. He wants to go to Chicago. Fine.
Not a fan. Not a fan at all.
You're a traitor. I hate you. We're going to destroy you.
Sorry for cussing.
Whoa. Okay. This is a family show. Well, all right then, Craig Counsell. What did you expect? This was pregame, by the way, before he actually found out how the Brewers fans would welcome him back.
Cheer, boo, whatever, man. Just have a good time at the game. You know, that's what fans get to do. So that's just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't have to go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
Oh, they had a good time already. They had a good time at your expense, Craig Counsell. Pat Murphy, he's on the other side of it. I wonder if any of the Brewers feel the same way. Of course, they can't boo Craig Counsell, but I wonder if they feel betrayed. We know there is no loyalty in sports except from the fans, but Pat loved what he heard from the crowd.
Our environment here today was great. I don't remember that one that much. You know what I mean? I know there was a lot of people, but I mean, Wrigley Field's always a tremendous environment. So I don't really compare the environments. I was just really watching the baseball game, but I was thankful for our fans to come out and support us.
So the new manager of the Brewers, he's going to take the high road. But you got to wonder if he heard it from his clubhouse, though, wondering what it would be like with the fans.
Well, I would imagine he heard it.
Yeah. Don't you worry, Brewers. The fans have got your back.
You're a traitor. I hate you.
They're saying what you can't. Essentially, I guess you can, but it would be a bigger headline. You've got to save that drop. You're a traitor. I hate you.
You're a traitor.
I hate you. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. We're glad to have you with us. Looking forward to talking about the Celtics and Pacers at the top of the hour. Celtics sweep their way into the NBA Finals for the second time in 3 years. They've got some unfinished business, they feel like. Will it be the Mavericks who join them coming up on Tuesday? And straight ahead, well, not a bad time for your first hat trick. First playoff hat trick in the conference finals, I guess, rising to the occasion.
It's hockey.
It's kind of neat when you've got guys who aren't necessarily known for a feat or an achievement and have the game of their lives in situations like this. I love that. I love it when we get to talk about new guys, new athletes, new performers, and they also are on top of the world, right? Because it all came together on one of the biggest stages in their sport. So cool.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Robertson on the left wing, off of bodies. Ince, left wing circle. Robertson, score! The one-time missile! What a shot from Jason Robertson! And the Stars came out to play in the second. They're on the board and cut the Oilers lead in half. Robertson shot safe. Rebound whacking at it. It's a chance. Follow-up score! And Robertson's got another!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Dallas Stars, they had to deal with Connor McDavid. He was busy. He had a goal and an assist in this game 3 of the Western Conference Finals happening on Monday night in Edmonton. Great crowd. Of course, in the NHL, maybe more than any other sport, I think home ice or just being home doesn't matter as much. Hockey, the nature of hockey is like that, where because it's so tight and because the margin of error and the margin of victory is so tight, even in games where it's a two-goal difference at the end, just the nature of the game itself means that a lot of times, as much as the home crowd can give you a lift and it can be an atmosphere where you can't hear yourself think, shoot, I don't know how much of an advantage it is. So Connor McDavid, he was lighting that crowd on fire there in Edmonton. A goal and an assist, 100 career playoff points already for him. Man, do they need to win a cup or what? I just don't want Connor McDavid to be the best hockey player who never won a cup. I'm not even an Oilers fan, obviously. It's a little bit like Alex Ovechkin. Now, not to the extent that Ovi had to wait as long as he did. But he's only 27, but is one of the best players, if not the best, consensus best player on the planet.
He's got to be on that stage so everyone can finally just see that he's the best player on the planet. All the eyes need to be on McDavid, and the league should want that, but it just hasn't happened yet. And they also, during the regular season and most of these earlier playoff series, he gets buried late at night on the East Coast, and on the West Coast really sees him. So if he gets in the Stanley Cup final and all the eyes are on him, I think that'd be a huge thing for the league. And I think he does need a cup, honestly.
So in the first period, the Oilers have their crowd whipped into a frenzy. McDavid has an assist on Shaq Hyman's goal. Just kidding, Zach Hyman's goal, but Shaq is nickname, and he and Shaquille O'Neal have connected. And then Connor, five and a half minutes later, gets his own goal. All right, so then they've got a 2-0 lead coming out of the first period. But the two goals you just heard on the Stars Radio Network, Jason Robertson gets both of his goals within a couple of minutes of each other in the second. And then a Wyatt Johnston goal puts the Stars in front. And I don't know if you saw this. This was making the rounds on social last night. 3 goals in 3 minutes and 33 seconds. So the Stars go from being down 2 in hostile territory to up 3 in 3:33. Just by the way, side note, 3:33 is my favorite number. So the Stars, they gave me a bit of a smile as they were doing that. But right before the second period ends, the Oilers get the equalizer. So they go into the third period. They're tied at three. Now, Jason Robertson, he's no Connor McDavid, but it's freaking cool when on the game's biggest stages, you rise to the occasion and you have a first in your own career.
Dallas still keeps possession. Robertson in deep, baked it. He scored a hat trick goal. Robertson outweighed Skinner, looked for a window, banked it off him and in. And with 8:06 to go, Robertson's hat trick gives Dallas the 4-3 lead.
This was one of those tight windows, if you will. Good stick work, tight window, and uses the goalie as a prop. It was pretty cool to see. So Jason Robertson gets his first career playoff hat trick. It kind of got tucked behind him, right? So he has a really tough angle where he's almost flush with the post. Doesn't have much of an angle. It's a little bit like, for those of you who love basketball, shooting directly at the hoop from the baseline. Now, in this case, he's trying to get some kind of an angle and an edge. And when he shoots it, it kind of goes under the arm of the goalie and then banks off his, what would you call his lats? It banked off his lat
into the net. Robertson is like literally behind the net when he shoots this puck.
And as he kind of shoots it with the angle on his stick, it goes underneath the armpit and bangs off the sweater, the jersey of the goalie into the net. It's not an own goal. But man.
Oh, no, it's a good goal. Yeah. Definitely.
No, I'm saying it's not an own goal, but it's got to feel like he just missed it. But the angle in the tight window was pretty impressive. So Dallas now has reestablished that home ice advantage with the win and incredible road record. We talked about this last week with Mike Leslie, who joined us from Dallas, a TV anchor. And we talked about why it is that the Stars are so good away from home. They're 6-1 on the road in the playoffs. And yeah, in a bang bang game, impressive the way the Stars have used their experience. They've got a bunch of guys who have been in this situation before, obviously trying to get to the Stanley Cup final. Finish up with an empty net goal as well. So yeah, eventually the Stars are able to take that home crowd out of it. Ah, Oilers fans, they're all fired up. They thought they had a Connor McDavid game. Another one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.